USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Search and rescue crews found four more victims in the rubble of the collapsed Florida condominium tower on Monday as thunderstorms from the outer bands of Tropical Storm Elsa slowed rescue efforts. The death toll now stands at 28, with 117 residents remaining unaccounted for. The additional discoveries coming after the portion of the building that had remained standing after the initial collapse was demolished Sunday night. Officials say the demolition of the remaining structure was accelerated by the approach of Elsa, and concerns that winds from the storm could further damage or bring down the remaining section of the building. Rescuers say the demolition has allowed them to search the entire area for the first time. And an NHL player has died after an accident at a holiday gathering. Police in Novi, Michigan say Columbus Blue Jackets goalie Mattis Kivlenix died of chest trauma after being struck by a malfunctioning fireworks mortar. Kivlenix was 24. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
During remarks at an Independence Day celebration, President Biden said that the coronavirus no longer controlled the lives of Americans. But some health experts say that they're still worried about a combination of the more transmissible Delta variant of the virus and pockets of the country that have low vaccination rates. Dr. Peter Hotez is the Dean of Tropical Medicine at the Baylor College of Medicine and tells CNN that while progress is being made, there are still areas of the nation being hit hard by the virus.
Well, it's certainly true both for some segments of the country, maybe most segments of the country, but we now have these areas that have ongoing outbreaks and are extremely vulnerable, and they're areas where two things are going on. One, where vaccination rates are low, and the Delta variant occupies a significant percentage of the virus isolates. So, for instance, in Missouri, 53% of the virus isolates are the Delta variant, low vaccination rates. Guess what? People are now going into intensive care units in southern Missouri.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Pibbies, help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Some health experts argue that conflicting messages over mask wearing and fully vaccinated people are causing confusion in a critical stage of the pandemic. Tim Berg has more.
White House Chief Medical Advisor Tony Fauci said that fully vaccinated Americans should go the extra step and wear masks when traveling to parts of the country with low vaccination rates. Fauci's comments are at odds with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who said that fully vaccinated Americans are safe from the variants that are circulating in the United States. When it comes to wearing masks in states with low vaccination rates, Dr. Mark Siegel, Fox News medical contributor, reminds everyone.
In Mississippi, there's been less than 200 new cases a day over the past week, with only 3 deaths over the entire week. In Wyoming, less than 80 new cases a day, with 1 death over the entire week. So if you're in Wyoming or Mississippi, which don't have the kind of vaccine compliance I want or Dr. Fauci wants, what's the chances that you're going to bang into this virus if you're fully vaccinated? Almost zero. So it sends the wrong message, and it gets in the way of a doctor like me trying to convince my patients to get the vaccine.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says most COVID restrictions in England will be lifted later this month. Johnson said face mask requirements and social distancing rules would be scrapped on July 19th. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.